Welcome. So we ended the last session talking about anxiety being a silent killer and how it is also very common. What are the causes of anxiety? First, we must understand that we humans are connected in three parts: our spirit, our soul, and our body. Each individual, each person is made up of spirit, soul, and body that are connected, that interrelate, that cross function. This is important for us as we move on to subsequent podcasts talking about this very important aspect of our lives. What are the causes of anxiety? First of all, a lack of rest. The tendency to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep postponing rest. Many of us are involved in so many things without finding the time to rest. It's commonplace in Nigeria. It's commonplace in our culture that we go on during our annual leaves. People don't take annual leaves, and where they take annual leaves, they take the annual leave to do something else. Sundays have become very busy. Public holidays have also become very busy. Many times, once there's a public holiday, if you belong to a group, you belong to a church, people put up functions on a public holiday so that people do not have the time to rest. Saturdays, very busy. We have functions, we have weddings, we have all kinds of social things. Now, some of those social things are also supposed to give us the time for social interaction and for rest, but many times they also involve a lot of activities, so the body just keeps going. Then also, we have stress at work, stress in school for children, and stress in a marriage or relationship, and financial stress. Now let's talk about financial stress. There's a lot of issues relating to the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're beginning to see a lot of pullbacks, cutbacks in funding. People may lose jobs. People are already losing jobs. And then there's stress at work. A difficult boss, a difficult employee, your business is struggling. You haven't been promoted. You've done everything that you need to do. Stress in school, bullying, victimizations, abuse. I really wonder about children today. A lot of times, our children are really very, very stressed. They go through waking up very early in the morning, going to bed late at night, a lot of transportation from one end of town to the other. They're having to live as adults despite the fact that they're children. Then we have marriage. Challenges with our marriages, with our relationships, things relating to how we speak to one another, how we relate to one another, how we understand one another. Many times we're coming from different mindsets, different cultures, different backgrounds, and coming together can really be a challenge, and it can lead to a lot of stress, and this can cause anxiety. Then we also have global occurrences, political issues. I've mentioned the pandemic, global political issues, insecurity, uncertain world events, stress from emotional trauma also, such as the death of a loved one. This can all lead to anxiety. Stress from illness. You've just been diagnosed with a terminal illness. This can also be stressful. You've suffered a trauma. You were kidnapped. You know, verbal abuse, physical abuse, the kind of home that you live in, the kind of environment that you have is not really safe. All this, the media gives you constant information. All this can cause anxiety. Thank you for listening to session 2.